Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with Best Bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great National Holiday of Texas. Yes, this is the weekend so many have been looking forward to.
Yes.
The opening of the general whitetail deer season across the Lone Star State. And, you know, the weather's just about right.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it's crazy.
Little bit on the frosty side,
a
little bit of a chill. And, you know, we wrapped up last week our annual four-week waltz across Texas and put a call in to Clayton Wolf, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Wildlife Division director, and they're running around with their hair on fire.
Sure. Well, in case anybody missed it, too, I mean, that's those last 4 weeks is all the district directors that we've had on the show.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
What's going on right now?
Well, and, you know, it's really neat to be able to talk to our guest because he was a district leader.
Indeed he was.
And was promoted to Wildlife Division Deputy Director. I'm talking about John Solofsky, who used to office out of Tyler, and now he's dealing with Austin.
Yeah, what a wake up.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we're going to catch up with John and talk about some of the challenges, kind of a conceptual show and explaining some of the things that maybe many of you are not aware of that are being dealt with. We're also going to talk about some legislative actions and how you can cast a vote to make a difference. So we got a really big show headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, yeah.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gauge steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And right at the top of the program, I want to acknowledge what was a very good baseball season for the Houston Astros.
And of course it was.
You know, disappointed that we didn't get that final win.
But it sure was dramatic, and everybody won their away games, and nobody won their home games. That was crazy.
It was, and you know, listening to talk radio since the outcome was determined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got to agree, sometimes there's the little things that make the difference.
Sure.
Sometimes you hit a team of destiny, you know.
Right.
Sometimes maybe the other team, having never experienced that, a little bit hungry. Those are all excuses. But the point is, I am really proud of the players, management, mm-hmm. the whole team, even the fans
right.
of the Houston Astros.
Class act all the way across.
Without question.
You know, and yay Nationals. I mean, you know, they really wanted it, and that's fine.
Kind of reminded us of 2017
sure.
when we really wanted
there
it.
There you go.
You know?
Sure.
We refused to lose back then. But the things that come into coaching, mm-hmm. Having the heart-to-heart that A.J. Hinch, I'm sure, will have, saying, you should have done this. Mm-hmm. There should have been more hustle. You shouldn't have. And don't believe all of the hype about how good we are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out and prove how good we
sure.
are. You know,
it's
well, just
they
little
it.
Things. Well, they really are. But the thing is you look at the team and the makeup,
mm-hmm.
diverse,
okay.
international diversity.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You betcha.
Great individuals, great young men, great role models.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
They exemplify Texas.
I think so.
They exemplify Houston and certainly have made us proud. So, came up one win short. Now, that's tough. But I tell you what, look for them to come back even with a greater resolve,
mm-hmm.
you know,
sure.
in next year and years beyond. So here's something else that's happening this weekend that I am so excited about, Harold.
What's that?
You know what it is.
I would hope it'd be deer season, but I don't know. What.
Well, that's right there.
Oh, okay.
Daylight savings time goes away. It goes away.
Yes.
We go back to sun time.
Isn't it the real time?
Go back to the
it's
real
the real time. Because I've been confused for years.
What God intended it to be.
Okay. Swell.
Yeah. So get an extra hour of sleep,
mm.
and your body's adjust, you know. And
going, I need it. Yeah.
You know, this is pretty cool. Talking about deer season,
mm-hmm.
And we've heard it over the past four weeks when we talked to all eight Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. Not only does it set the stage for this season with good rangeland, good conditions, mm-hmm. but also sets the stage because of good fawn recruitment.
Right.
Not production, but recruitment. And that's the survival, you know, of
yep.
Of fawns, you know, for on into the future. We've mentioned before there are 21 counties in South Central Texas partaking in a four-day antlerless season that runs November 28th through December 1. And, of course, any antlerless deer harvest during the now-closed archery and youth-only seasons, muzzleloader and the four-day does, need to be reported within 24 hours, either using the My Texas Hunt Harvest mobile app or on the PWD's My Texas Hunt Harvest webpage. You know, tweaking little things
mm-hmm.
that are going on. Also, don't forget the... general season will run through November 5, and if you happen to be hunting in an area that is in the chronic wasting disease containment area, there's regulations. So make sure that you're up to date and comply.
And do remember your Claritin and your Benadryl and, yes, friends, cedar.
And as Harold knows,
yes,
cases. Of tissues.
You know it. Absolutely. But up in Austin last week for the great Texas Truck Rodeo put on by the Texas Auto Writers Association.
Right.
And this year they're doing it a little differently, so they're not going to announce the winners until the San Antonio show. Normally they would announce them then because it's computerized voting. So I don't know who won, like the Truck of Texas, that kind of stuff. But
and when's the San Antonio show?
Soon. I'll look at my calendar.
Oh, okay.
Coming up soon.
Okay. All right, good.
And that's when they'll announce who won.
Sure. Also, besides white-tailed deer, we've got migratory bird seasons. And we also have non-game animals that are migrating, including the iconic whooping crane.
Whoop.
Yeah. So they're making the 2,500-mile journey from the breeding grounds in the marshy taiga of northern Alberta's wood Buffalo National Park to the coastal marsh of Texas, just, you know, north of Rockport. They're around Goose Island. And just be mindful that they're on their way. They are not snow geese. These are big, big birds,
oh,
you know.
They sure are.
And you don't want to mess up and inadvertently, you know, shoot one.
Correct. San Antonio Auto Show, on or about the 21st.
Of this month?
Of November.
Of November,
yeah.
Wow.
I'd have the 20th marked down, but I think that may be press day. But
okay.
Anyway, 2021 of November, San Antonio Auto Show. Yeah, that's when the announcement will be. So
here is something else that is seasonal. Now, I know that they're available throughout the year, but when I was growing up, and you all probably wrote it down on tablets, stone tablets, Harold.
Yes.
If it was a month with an R, you ate oysters.
Correct.
If it didn't have an R,
don't. Right.
Right. Well, anyway, the recreational oyster season, commercial and recreational oyster season is now open. It'll close April 30th. However, there are six areas that will remain closed despite the opening of the season. Two in Galveston Bay, four in East Matagorda and Lavaca Bay. There's a map that can be found on the Department of State Health Services website to let you know what's going on. What you got?
Yeah, something on the firearms side, because, you know, political season, which never ends, sadly. But when you got somebody out there like Beto, who is now using the confiscation word, friends, we need to be very afraid and we need to pay attention. This is from the FBI, Uniform Crime Report for 2018. They said there were 14,123 murders, 10,265 involved firearms. But in 17, by comparison, the FBI reported 15,129 slayings, 10,982 with firearms.
So the numbers went down.
Yep.
Okay.
Said 6,603 of last year's killings involved handguns, which is down from 7,032 in 17. Last year, rifles of any kind were identified as murder weapons in 297 murders, which is significantly lower than the 403 with rifles in 17. And that was the year, of course, of that horrible incident in Las Vegas that claimed 58 lives. Last year, shotguns were the weapon of choice in 235 murders, down from 265. While it's not a rosy picture, stacked against the more than 300 million privately owned firearms in the hands of an estimated 100 million law-abiding gun owners, the numbers sort of belie claims that the U.S. is in the grip of a gun violence epidemic.
Oh, without question.
Don't it? Yeah. Just to keep all this mayhem in perspective, last year saw 1,515 murders committed with knives or cutting instruments. That's more than twice as many people who were slain with rifles and shotguns combined.
Ban them. Think confiscate them.
Yeah.
You know.
Confiscate those hands and feet while you're at it.
Right.
Unbelievable.
As we wrap up the news segment, Texas has a new paddle trail launched on the Sabine River. The Sabine Sandbar Paddle Trail near Carthage has opened, an opportunity for paddlers to enjoy tree-lined river views and plenty of wildlife sighting. The 78th official Texas Paddle Trail, designated by Texas Parks and Wildlife, was nominated by the Panola County Chamber of Commerce. For more information, go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpwd.texas.gov, and just search for fish boating paddle trails.
Okay? Very good.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, it is cast and blast time. We talked about birds migrating. Already, good numbers of ducks are coming to the Lower Laguna Madre. You really owe it to yourself to go fish and hunt on the Lower Laguna Madre at Getaway Lodge. For more booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday as well as Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday's another good day. Wednesday slips to fair, with Thursday plunging to poor. Thursday and Friday and two more, are two more of our fair days. Next Sunday is a good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from before sunrise to mid-morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin just about sunrise, continue until late morning. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid to late afternoon. On Monday, November the 4th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Sunday through Tuesday is a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
All right, staying on the coast, when the north wind blows, water is pushed out of the marsh, so is bait. And let me tell you what, we are really seeing fishing in southwest Louisiana at Lake Calcasieu on Big Lake improve, as well as all up and down the Texas coast. Good reports of speckled trout and redfish are coming in from our friends over at Big Lake Guide Service. Just limits of trout with some great, great redfishing. On Sabine Lake, water clarity has visibility to 3 to 4 feet in most of the lake to the north and to the south, as well as most of the marsh area. A lot of slot-sized redfish have not left the marsh as of the report late in the week due to abnormally high tides. And with the north winds, as fronts pass, Harold, we're going to see more and more fish dumped into the bay system. In Trinity Bay, speckled trout are great on soft plastics and live shrimp under a popping cork. West Galveston Bay, flounder are good in back lake and marsh areas on live mullet or soft plastics. Some bird activity is increasing and will only get better as the water levels fall. Freeport, San Luis Pass is good for flounder and redfish around Mudcut and Cole Pass. East Matagorda, speckled trout and redfish are very good on chunky plastics and strawberry down south lures. West Matagorda, speckled trout are good on soft plastics. Redfish are good on chunky plastics. Also want to mention to you that the snapper fishing in state waters out to 9 nautical miles really turned on. A lot of the pressure is not there. Red snapper move in, and the fishing has been good. Out of Port O'Connor, redfish are very good in back lakes on live shrimp. Offshore, tuna are good in this. Blackfin tuna are good on squid. Tarpon are good on mullet and pinfish. Rockport, black drum have been very good on live or frozen shrimp and crab. Sheep's head have been good on crab or live shrimp around heavy, jagged cover. Port Aransas, trout are good in grass on shrimp, Kelly Wiggler's ball tail, and topwater baits. Baffin Bay, redfish and flounder are excellent, feeding the flats with topwater and live bait following up mullet. Port Mansfield, flounder are good in east cut using gulp. South Padre, we've got some extreme tides, but trout fishing has been good with live shrimp under a popping cork. And finally, in Port Isabel, redfish and spotted sea trout remain very good on Kelly Wigglers, red and white ball tail, and paddle tail lures.
Okay, heading to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good on topwater baits, plastic worms, spinner baits in creeks and coves on the Northwest Flats. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz baits. The less populated northern end of the lake has been the most fruitful. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, craw tubes, topwaters around main lake points. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Livingston, striped bass are good on spoons and rattle traps. Crappie are fair on minnows and jigs under man-made docks and marinas. White bass have been good on spoons. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on topwater and Carolina rig soft plastic worms. Trust the topwater. Try several different techniques. Crappie have been good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, bass have been good in both shallow and deep water. Largemouth bass are good on drop shot or football jigs. Striped bass are good on topwater rattle traps and spoons. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait and stinky bait. Wright Patman, largemouth bass are good with jigs, spinner baits, plastic worms. White bass are hitting slabs and spoons. Catfish are good on cut bait, live bait, and stink bait. Northern waters have been calmer and clearer, making the catch better. Athens, all catfish are good on cut bait and stink bait. Sunfish are good on cut earthworms around shallow vegetation and shallower boat docks. Bastrop, largemouth bass are good on topwaters, Carolina rig plastic worms, spinners, and rigged lizards among the vegetation, creek beds, and shallow to mid-depth shelves. Crappie are good on jigs and live bait. You can see it's turned on, man. There's a lot of reports here. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on buzz baits and topwater work close to the edge of the vegetation and in lake channels. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and jigs nearby the creeks. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs if you can find the bait fish. Somerville, largemouth bass are good on plastic worm baits, spinners, and topwaters among Welch Park Islands. Stillhouse, largemouth are good on topwaters, spinners, and jigs and soft plastics down the land passes. Tawakoni, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Whitney, black bass are good on plastic worms, crankbaits, and topwater.
All right, heading out south down Del Rio Way, where Lake Amistad, largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, grubs, especially around the Devil River Flats and the Northern Bluffs past the Highway 90 Bridge. Choke Canyon, all catfish are good on larger live bait and cut baits. Corpus Christi at the north end of the lake, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig worms, Carolina rig, spinners, and crankbaits. Texana, largemouth are good on jigs and Texas rig soft plastics. Brownwood, bass are good on jigs, spinnerbaits, and topwaters in shallow water along the Jim Ned and Turner Creek. Allen Henry, white bass are good on artificial shad. Coleman, hybrid stripers continue to be good on live bait, including shad. And O.H. Ivy, yep, turning on. Largemouth bass are very good on Carolina and Texas rig worms.
Head to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good along the banks with topwater lures, jigs, and lighter weight spinners. White bass are good on minnows and twisted tail jigs among the bait fish. Catfish are good throughout the lake. Canyon, largemouth bass continue to be good on topwater, plastic worms, crankbaits, adjusting to depths and structure. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait for channel and blue cats. LBJ, crappie are good on weighted jigs and minnows. Been very active this past week. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Flathead cats are good on live bait. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs and have been increasing in regularity. Lake Travis, largemouth bass are fair in the Colorado and Pedernales and main channels on jigs and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and weighted jigs. Waco, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs in medium brush piles.
All right, on the hunting scene, got some dates for you. The first split of the regular dove season in the South Zone goes through November 3rd. November 7th is the Central Zone first end of the first split, and November 12th for the North Zone. Of course, we've got quail season that is underway and will run through February 23rd. And javelina season in the North Zone will run through February 23rd in the North Zone, South Zone through August 31. All right, Harold, you've been on or off the road this week?
A bit of both. Really, really neat vehicle from our friends at Volkswagen, and that's the 2019 Tiguan 2.0 TSE. That's a turbo four-banger, puts out 184 horsepower, made it to their four-motion all-wheel drive system. Though it's a compact SUV, it's surprisingly roomy, and it has three rows, friends. Also surprisingly quick. This thing performs extremely well. All the safety features, of course, you'd want. Advanced airbag protection, anti-lock braking system, anti-slip regulation, engine brake assist, electronic brake distribution, all kind of good stuff. Outside is really nice. Automatic halogen headlights, LED daytime running lights. Inside, leather-wrapped three-spoke steering wheel. I'm sorry. Front passenger seat heated. Second row is a 40-20-40 split. Third row is a 50-50 split. You can put a lot of stuff in this thing. A whole lot of deer corn. Technology, all the stuff one would certainly expect. Blind spot monitoring, of course, cruise control, a six-speaker sound system. Electronic parking brake. I really like those. Those are just so easy. Just flip it and you're in business. Extras on this was the black leather interior and the 8-speed automatic transmission with their Triptronic. This thing is very nicely loaded. Base at 26, but with the extra goodies on it, it was just 27. A pretty good price. Helped pay the bills, too. 22 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. So a compact SUV may be what would fit in your garage a lot better than what you got right now, friends. Check it out. 2019 Volkswagen Tiguan, the 2.0 TSE.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. John Slavosky, Texas Parks and Wildlife Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with minerals and vitamins Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer and should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, cold weather settled into the Lone Star State. Bucks are rutting, and that means they're going to be under stress. Eventually, natural forage is going to be consumed. Get the cottonseed out there. Let it be available to help get wildlife and certainly our white-tailed deer through the rigors of winter and the rut. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. You know, it's really neat. We've mentioned several times today that we have completed our annual Waltz Across Texas, visiting with all eight Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. Mm-hmm. About this time last year, we were actually visiting with our guest as a district leader.
There you go.
Then he's promoted to Deputy Director of Division Wildlife and goes from Tyler to the Weird City, Austin, Texas, and dealing with all that. Our guest, Texas Parks and Wildlife Deputy Director, John Slavosky. John, congratulations or condolences? Which is it, my friend?
I'll take the congratulations at this point.
So there we go.
Leave it at that. Yeah,
so. John, this Harold, did you find Austin a little different?
It's much different than that Tyler Bullitt area, but it's not a bad place to be.
Well, have you decided to stand in line 5 hours to get some brisket at Franklin's Barbecue?
No, I could eat barbecue about every day, but I have not stood in line for 5 hours.
When we set this up, really looking to tap both, you and Division Director Clayton Wolf with, kind of conceptual discussion. I think just to let folks know how big and broad your division is. We know the diversity of Texas. That was obvious talking to the district leaders with the different types of wildlife. But when you say wildlife division, just what all does that encompass?
So, yeah, as you might guess, the department is a very large state agency, well over 3,000 employees. And then when you break that down to the different 13 divisions and wildlife division being a part of that, we have, 320 full-time staff, working for us this last fiscal year and doing a variety of tasks. Most people, when they deal with Texas Parks and Wildlife, think, game warden or a state park police or something along those lines. But the folks that we impact, mostly are those folks on the private landscape. And so we have, probably a little less than 100 folks out in the field to deal with landowners on a daily basis. But lots of other activities going on besides, helping people manage their deer, So we 7 different programs from, including, as an example, small game, which is going to be all your migratory birds, upland game birds, of course, big game, and probably the most unfamiliar program to many of our folks in Texas would be our wildlife diversity staff. And so they're going to be working with people in urban areas. You're probably familiar with Texas Master Naturalist Program, but they're dealing with all those critters in Texas that, we don't chase with a firearm or something like that. So
sure.
Threatening endangered species, etc. So, but there's a lot going on in the wildlife division. So.
You mentioned another challenge right there when you talked about dealing with landowners. I mean, the state is 97% privately owned, and we have a variety of landowners with their own opinions that range from those that are recognized as land stewards to those going, thank you, but I can do it by myself, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So big challenges there, and know that we can't do without the cooperation with the landowners. We've got some things coming up that need to make sure we let our listeners be aware of, and that's when it comes to funding. I mean, you get the politics, you get the funding from the state legislature. You've got special interest groups. But coming up Tuesday, we've got an election, and there is an opportunity for voters to express their opinion on how funds are or are not protected when it comes to wildlife. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so this is not an issue that directly involves the Wildlife Division, but as you stated, Bill, there is the election coming up next week, and there's one of those propositions you'll see on their ballot is Proposition 5, and what that does is constitutionally dedicate sporting goods sales tax to not only our state park system but the Texas Historical Commission. And we've always had that opportunity, but we were always at the discretion of the legislature on how much of that state sales tax they would appropriate to the Parks Division to manage, develop, etc. So what this constitutional amendment does, like I said, it basically dedicates all that state tax dollars to the state parks and the historical commission too, so they can basically recover, you know, some of these infrastructure needs, deal with hurricane damage, you know, build, you know, new parks like Palo Pinto, etc. So there's a tremendous need, and the biggest risk we run as a state agency is usually, you know, what the legislature will appropriate us to spend. So this would dedicate those monies, very much needed, and then, you know, secure their viability and success into the future. So,
John, sure. Is there some kind of projection on how much more money that would be?
Oh, I probably should know that, Harold, but I can't tell you that number off the top of my head, you know, what that, how much that sales tax generates on an annual basis, but it is significant.
A bunch.
I'll just say a bunch.
That'll work. That'll cover it. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, John, if you would hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Deputy Director, Wildlife Division Deputy Director John Slavosky right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Mark Langberg. I grew up farming and ranching on the south bank of the Llano River. But when I got out of college, I went to work in the kind of the corporate lifestyle for a while, but it's just something about the roots here that pull you back. When we moved back in 1980, we secured a long-term loan for the purchase of this land with Capital Farm Credit. They take care of your needs and your dreams and your goals. I like to say, you know, we're all in it together, and together, we're better.
Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with John Slavosky, Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director, Deputy Director. John, before we went to break, we were talking about legislative or you know, I guess it's what constitutionally approved funding for the parks. And you said, well, that's really over in parks, but doesn't deal with the wildlife. But your division sets and helps manage wildlife within the parks and sets up some of the public hunting that takes place in parks, correct?
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. So, you know, we have roughly 1.4 million acres that we, you know, publicly have access to hunt on in Texas. And a large portion of that does occur on state parks. You know, it's, you know, it takes a lot of coordination with those folks because they, when we have a conduct a hunt on one of their parks, you know, they'll shut the park down to other visitors or at least portions of the park so that everything can be conducted safely. But so, yeah, the hunting opportunity in Texas, you know, can be challenging, but those opportunities that our friends in State Parks Division provide us is great. And they have some really, you know, nice animals from, you know, native species to exotics, and so they're highly sought after. So,
John, you're so good leading me into the next question. I was thinking here a year or two ago, the free-ranging axis deer
right
around Garner State Park. The public hunting did not check the population growth. The department had to bring in professional hunters to help mm-hmm. control that. So there is one challenge. We talk about landowners and private land, them doing what they want, putting up high fences, bringing exotic species in. Harold, as a rancher, you know.
Yep.
Water rises, water gaps open, critters
That's
escape.
Right.
And so we've got, you know, a growing herd of exotic animals
yeah.
in the hill country that challenges the rangeland. Then you're left to deal with it, aren't you, John? I mean, that becomes a bit of a challenge, right?
Yeah, we, you know, try to help those landowners deal with, you know, those competitors on the landscape, whether, you know, using axis as an example, you know, so they're much more, you know, adaptable on what they can eat out there on the range. You know, they can graze on grass, you know, like a cow would, and they can also utilize browse like our white-tailed deer do. And so that's where it becomes a problem if you have too much of either one of those, and then there's not suitable groceries for the white-tailed deer. So, you know, the management of those species combined, if that's what somebody's interested in, or singularly, if they're just really wanting to manage for white-tailed deer, then you've got to do something to reduce that competition for the food resources out there on the landscape.
So. Also, John, let me interject. The next time that there's an axis problem, instead of hiring professional hunters, just call Bill and me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. Maybe we need better hunters.
Right.
Or, you know, the axis, they figure out, okay, I just got to go across the river, and then as soon as the hunting pressure's off, then they come back. So, yeah, problem was not solved. So.
You see, Harold and I double team them. I sit there and get their attention with my big size, and Harold puts a sneak on them, you know. You know, something else that your division has to deal with, and maybe it's the non-consumptive users, and I'm thinking about this ever-growing infestation of wild swine. And when they're rooting and getting into some of the riparian areas and the damage that they're doing there, then people, you know, and I've wrongly looked to y'all at different times on this topic, but look to y'all and go, okay, Texas Parks and Wildlife, do something, right? That's a challenge that you all have to deal with. And I know that out at the Kerr Research Center, they're continuing to look for alternative methods that would be safe and could be used for checking the increasing hog population, right?
Yeah, correct. So, you know, feral swine in Texas is you know, we don't claim it to be our problem. It's certainly everybody's problem, and we have lots of partners across the state that help us try to manage that problem, and that's just what it is, you know. And so the responsibility starts with Texas Wildlife Services, and so they're the entity that should be managing those numbers and helping all of us, you know, overcome this problem. But, you know, we have disease concerns, and so Texas Animal Health Commission comes in, and of course we're wanting to protect wildlife habitat, and so that's where what our role is, and of course the technical guidance we provide to landowners, and what do I do, you know, what's the best method to deal with these critters. But we are, you know, have many partners in that research effort that's going on at the Kerr, and basically trying to develop a toxicant to reduce these numbers, and you know, what it is very simply is called sodium nitrite, and that's the same stuff that, you know, that we use commercially to cure our meat, you know, bacon and stuff like that. And so that particular is toxic to pigs and can kill them very humanely, and so we're, you know, several years into this project and probably have two or three more years of research to do before the EPA will actually issue a permit to put this stuff on the shelf for people to utilize. But everything at this point looks really promising. We most recently did a little study down with our friends in Alabama, and very successful, you know, didn't have any non-targets that we harmed, and so it works really good on pigs, but it's just the whole labeling process takes a significant amount of time, so that we got to make sure that it's not getting into the food chain, we're not hurting other wildlife, etc.
Gotcha. I've got a list of other questions, and time, of course, is running out on us. And before that happens, I want to give you the opportunity to maybe bring up something that we've not asked about, some challenges that the Wildlife Division is confronting that our listeners need to be made aware of.
Okay, so a couple things real quick, Bill, if I may. So I want to, you know, you mentioned in the lead-in, you know, deer season for general firearms starts this weekend, so I'll encourage everybody to, number one, take somebody hunting with them, take a kid, take somebody that's never been. And then secondarily, when you become successful and you do get a deer, please contact your local biologist or get on our website and look for one of those places where you can get that critter tested for chronic wasting disease and provide a sample for that. So that would be really good. But then as far as what's on the horizon for us is next week, we also have our next commission meeting coming up, and we're submitting a proposal to the commission to start a fee process for our Managed Lands Deer Program. You know, that program's been around since the late 1990s. I believe 1998 was the first year it was instituted, and at that time, you know, we had a little over 800 tracts of land enrolled, 3 million acres, and over the many years that the program's been, you know, continues to grow in success and interest, and now we have over 12,000 tracts of land, 28 million acres across the state, which is equivalent to 18% of the state. But what's ironic and the challenge that that has created for us is when we started in 1998, we had basically 80 district wildlife biologists managing that program. Well, right. The problem is we still have those same 80 folks managing the program now. So this fee structure will hopefully give us some capacity to add some more biologists so we can provide, you know, improved and technical guidance to those landowners who want to work with Texas Parks and Wildlife. So.
Gotcha. Listen, I know the list is long, and I know that we could continue this conversation, but unfortunately we're out of time. So we're going to have you back if that'd be all right.
That'd be great, Bill. Glad to come on anytime. So.
All right, we appreciate you being our guest today. Our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Deputy Director, Wildlife Division, John Slavoski.
Thank you, John. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You don't have to wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event today, where it's easier than ever to get a new Jeep SUV. Because we've got employee pricing plus all month long. So whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring your city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So no more waiting in line and no more camping out, because Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long. Hurry in to the Jeep Black Friday sales event today. Offers available on the purchase or lease of new 2019 model year vehicle excluding Jeep Wrangler. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/2019. See dealer for details. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold? Looks like we got a lot of ducks coming up.
Yeah, we do. And thanks to these websites, the operative word here, friends, is ducks.org. Okay, November 6th, Oyster Creek Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Houston, ducks.org. November 7th, Corpus Christi Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Corpus Christi. You know that website. Also the 7th, Santa Fe Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Santa Fe. November 7th again, chapter from Abilene, the Unlimited Guns and Gear Fundraising Banquet. Also the 7th, Aggieland Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Bryan. And finally, November 9th, the Uvalde Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Uvalde. And again, to check all those out, just go to ducks.org and go one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season. And since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre. And that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Bob sounds good doing that little tag there.
Yeah, he does.
You know? It doesn't sound like in person, it doesn't sound like
really
that.
Professional.
It's probably electronically.
You know what it
enhanced.
Is he's gone back to Mac as opposed to using PC.
That's what it is. Oh, okay. Hey, Frank, join us next week, though, because we're going to have one of the Mucky Mucks with Ford. We're going to take an in-depth look at the new 2020 Ford Super Duty, all right? Do remember to check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. If you go, what did they say? You can find it there. All of our shows are archived. Also, of course, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and like us on all those also, right? And you can just play those shows over and over again. So, check the website, like I say, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Look at a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.